Last weekend, over 1,000 people demonstrated in downtown Montreal to protest the ongoing military occupation of Iraq. The march was held in conjunction with other major demonstrations in Canada, the US, and around the world. Protesters hope to shed light on the ongoing human rights violations that continue to occur in Iraq, in spite of assurances by the US government that the war is over.
I'm participating here today because I don't want people to forget about the situation in Iraq. I don't want people to think that now the situation is calm or that the Iraqi people have been saved. The Iraqi people have been liberated in a way from Saddam Hussein to face a much duller future, which they don't have any control of their future in their hands. And now the situation of the Iraqi individual, by all counts and measures, is worse than what it was under Saddam Hussein. People are suffering badly, and we as Canada should not participate in that, as you should stand against it.
I'm a member of the Muslim community, and of course they're opposed to the occupation. While majority of the Muslims were not for Saddam Hussein or the regime, they are certainly not for the U.S. present either. So I think that's the common sentiment.
My name is Adnan Hakim, and I'm here to voice my concern over the American atrocities and the illegal occupation of Iraq, the killing of the Iraqi civilians that we don't hear about in the media, the destruction of a nation and their identity, their culture, and their economic power.
Indeed, what is the purpose of the extended American presence in Iraq? Last week, while on an official visit to Australia, U.S. President George Bush once again defended the White House's policy to quote-unquote liberate Iraq. Now, although the U.S. military did succeed in toppling Saddam Hussein's regime, the demonstrators on Saturday argue that the Iraqi people are still denied their basic liberties.
Well, I think that obviously what's happening is that by this occupation, the American, they control everything in Iraq, and the Iraqis are not free in their country anymore. I mean, before they weren't free to speak. Now the only freedom they have is to speak. But first of all, nobody listens. The Americans don't listen. And they don't have the freedom just to walk in the street and not get shot, you know. So they don't have freedom in their own country. When they walk on the street, there is checkpoints, and they have to identify themselves continually. There's a curfew, which means that they are like in jail in their own country. And the Americans, they control the country. So the Iraqis in their country are not free. And so this is why I say that it's colonial.
Since March, when the actual bombing started, I think there's been sort of a downplay. We've been from like, okay, now we're at war, to like, now there's no more war and we're in the reconstruction so-called process, even though obviously the situation there is nowhere near to livable and is nowhere near to, I wouldn't say peaceful, but, you know, equitable for the people living there.
The protesters at the anti-war demonstration on Saturday want to draw attention to the reality of the situation in Iraq, highlighting the fact that, contrary to reports from the mainstream media, things have not improved since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein by the U.S. government. With a growing crisis of security and complete control by the U.S. government over every aspect of the Iraqi people's lives, many see parallels between this recent occupation and colonial pursuits of the past. For more information, please visit www.electronicirac.net. We'll be right back.